Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, July 10th, 2012, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Taylor St. Theos reporting, and together we will do better. Our 2012 joint contract negotiations survey will open on July 14th at 1200 Central Standard Time and close on August 5th, 2012 at 1700 Central Standard Time. A copy of the survey has been mailed to your home. If you have not received your copy of the survey by July 18th for domestic locations and July 23rd internationally, you may stop by your local council to pick up an additional copy. The survey will also be available to review and download from our website beginning Saturday. Our 2012 joint contract negotiation survey includes 68 questions that will help determine the priorities of flight attendants at the new United Airlines. As we have done in our past surveys, there is a section that provides you an opportunity to submit additional comments or proposal concepts on any additions, changes, deletions, or desires, both for and against any possible direction negotiations may take. Your feedback is crucial and will help our representatives on the Joint Negotiating Committee guide the course of our negotiations. Your feedback through the survey and face-to-face conversations with your local leadership is your voice during the negotiation process. We encourage you to use the online version as the survey is quite comprehensive. This method provides an easier ability to resume where you left off and then complete the entire survey at a later time. Remember that your responses will be held in strict confidence. As we all know, during the operation, flight schedules can fall apart, and while frustrating, reassignments are part of the job. When United's operation causes all or part of our IDs to cancel, resulting in a misconnect or becoming illegal for our scheduled trip, our contract outlines procedures for reassignment. Sections 8J for domestic and 12I in the international operation apply when at your home domicile. Away from home, sections 9I and 9K apply for reassignments domestically, and 12Q and 12R are for the international operation. Any reassignments must ensure you remain legal for your next scheduled assignment. The reassignments must also comply with legalities including 35 and 7 and 8 and 30 and 24 domestically and 24 and 7 and 1 and 7 for both operations. Additionally, any reassignments must fall within your monthly maximum. Reassignment procedures vary based on number of factors, and we have compiled a comprehensive article on the nuances of knowing your way around a reassignment situation. More information, including examples, are available on our website. Section 9F7 of our contract provides the guidelines on how to fill an open purser position. Whether in a briefing or on or off the aircraft, filling the open purser position are filled as follows. Number one, the most senior purser qualified flight attendant who elects to fill the position. Number two, by the most junior qualified reserve. Number three, by the flight attendant who picked up the position through the open flying process. Number four, by the most junior purser qualified flight attendant on board. And finally, number five, by the most junior reserve. In the event there are no reserves on board, the most junior line holder will be involuntarily assigned to the open position. In some cases, you may have two junior line holders and a senior reserve. The senior reserve is required to fill the open position if no junior line holder elects to fly. Once the purser position is filled, it is held by the person assuming it at briefing until she or he leaves the crew, even if she or he is not qualified. This means that a flight attendant who is purser qualified or more senior may not take the position from a non-qualified or more junior flight attendant who has assumed the purser duties and is mid-sequence of an ID. Remember that the open purser position may be filled by any flight attendant on the first segment of an ID, even if the most senior flight attendant qualified who wishes to work the position is on a different ID or mid-sequence in his or her own ID that started in a different domicile. Follow the provisions of Section 9F7 and instructions on FAIM Supplement page 23 when filling open premium positions at briefing. United introduced a new wellness program this past Monday, July 9th. The program is offered to employees and eligible spouses and domestic partners. The program is voluntary and confidential. It is designed to encourage you to take steps toward more healthy living and includes activities that assist incorporating healthy habits into your routine. The program is free and will allow you to check baseline health numbers, blood pressure, height, weight, and body mass index. A schedule of their program is as follows. A personalized wellness website available beginning on July 23rd. Free health screening events at various locations beginning July 23rd through August 20th. Wellness competitions beginning August 20th through October 15th. An online health assessment September 1st through October 22nd. Our website will direct you to the information where United is promoting free health screenings and provide directions to register online. United also intends to send invitations to participate to employees' homes with information about incentives for the program, including eligibility for prizes such as cash or positive space tickets. Another continuing component to their wellness program will be the availability of flu shots for active employees in the fall. Taking care of your health is always beneficial, and we suggest you participate in the program if you're interested. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United Airlines.